wait for it. There we go. It's the Tay and Jay Show. 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. Lante, Jeremy Warner, Mike Carpenter, and we are talking some baseball here. Not just any baseball, but Illini baseball. And we're going to welcome in Illini catcher Adam Davis. Adam Davis, how are you?
Pretty good. Just on the bus heading to Chicago.
All right. Well, Adam, I've got to assume, and this is exactly what I thought to myself yesterday when Jeremy, on our bus ride to St. Louis to go to the Cardinals game, leaned up to me and said, "Hey, Illinois drew Cal State Fullerton." And it was one of those, ooh. And then I started thinking to myself, Adam, I don't think you guys right now, as hot as you are, I don't think you care one bit who that other team is.
No, absolutely not. We're playing great baseball around. Our pitchers are throwing great. Our hitters are hitting everything that's at them. So, I mean, we're playing great baseball. We really don't care who we play. I think we won the last 16 out of our 20 games. So we're playing great baseball.
Adam, I got a loaded question for you. Last 2 weeks, you win the Big Ten, you win the Big Ten tournament, you get into the NCAA tournament. How many lifetime memories do you think you've made these last 2 weeks?
Oh, a ton. I mean, I played against a bunch of these kids growing up on my team and against other teams. I was finally glad to beat them in the Big Ten tournament, even the Big Ten conference championship. We get to wear those rings around. It's going to be huge memories for the whole team.
Illini catcher Adam Davis joining us. He was the most outstanding player at the Big Ten tournament. It was a big tournament for you, obviously, Adam, but the great thing was that everyone seemed to have their moment. Matt Dittman with the two big home runs, Willie Argo with the game-tying hit in that game two, followed by Davis Hendrickson winning that game in Ohio State, then Corey Kimes with his complete game in the title game, and John Anderson.
I keep going,
and that's the
point. Unreal.
Right. That's what's amazing about this team is you've had contributions from everyone when you guys were struggling so much.
Yeah. I mean, at the beginning of the year, we couldn't click on all cylinders. I mean, towards the end of the year, we started getting hot. I mean, our pitchers are still great right now. Corey threw a phenomenal on Saturday night in the championship game. Didn't that grand slam. That was a momentum changer there for us. I mean, I think it was 1-0. Bases loaded. I was on third. Dimon hit the ball. I just put my arms up running home because we knew it was gone. So it was awesome.
Adam, you recall in the games, obviously, for these pitchers, John Anderson in that semifinal game, what did you see out of him that was just that he was doing really well?
Oh, John, he was just spotting up with his fastball, his cutter, his changeup. He was just working the hitters. I was talking before the game, talking about, like, just let them hit the baseball. I mean, they're going to hit some out, but, I mean, we'll take that chance. We're going to take that chance of letting them hit the baseball. I talked to him about letting his fastball just do the work. So, I mean, he doesn't throw too hard, but he brought his game that day, which is great because, I mean, he'll throw like three good games, and he'll throw one bad game, and then he'll come back, and he'll just light up teams. So it's awesome.
Well, you got the good one, and then you got a really good one.
Yeah, we did.
And then you got a really good one from your third starter, who I don't think a lot of people expected that much from, was Corey Kimes. What was he doing so well that night?
He was just in the zone that day. We talked before the game, like, what's our game plan against them? And he's like, I'm going right at him. I wasn't expecting him to throw 91 and 94 the whole game. I mean, he's been sitting around, like, 85, 90, which he's been sitting in this game. I'm like, what are you doing, man? You're throwing 91 and 94 in the ninth inning after 110 pitches later.
Wow.
So that was unbelievably too great.
He is Illini baseball catcher Adam Davis, the squad preparing now for the NCAA tournament where they will face Cal State Fullerton. And I guess, Adam, when you look at that team, you can be a little awed by the fact that they've won 4 national championships, 20 consecutive trips to the NCAA tournament. So obviously, from your perspective, you've probably got a lot of respect for that program.
All my freshmen saw me play with 2 of the kids, and they used to wear those rings. Like, oh, man, it'd be awesome to win something like that. It's going to be great. I mean, the fans there are going crazy because it's home field for them. So, I mean, it's going to be pretty cool. We have a lot of respect for them, but it's baseball. Anybody can win on any given day.
That's a good point. And, Adam, does it scare you at all the fact that you guys, not one of your member of this team, one of your guys, has any experience in the NCAA tournament? Does that scare you at all? Or are you guys in the mindset right now that, heck, it's just another game, let's go win it?
We're in that mindset of just another game. I mean, my freshman year, we made the Big Ten tournament. Last year, we didn't make it. So, I mean, the freshmen from last year don't have experience in the Big Ten tournament. I mean, so they're sophomores now. And they have big contributions towards our team. So we're just playing as just another game for us.
Illini catcher Adam Davis joining us right now. On his way to Chicago, they're heading out to California, where they're going to play Cal State Fullerton in the NCAA Regional. But you got to be a little nervous, Adam.
Oh, no, definitely not. I mean, we played against competition in the summer. We played against great competition here. So, I mean, just another baseball game. We got our pitchers are confident, our hitters are confident. We're all on that high note after winning the Big Ten tournament against Michigan State, which was a great hitting team.
Sure.
They were like top five in the nation in batting average and all that stuff. So, I mean, our pitchers really gave it to them during these past 2 days, so the past two games, actually. So we're on a high note. We have a lot of confidence. Just another baseball game, I guess.
You have 4 days to think about that first game. How important is it winning in that first game? Cool. We saw it in the Big Ten tournament. Baseball tournaments are a little different than what we see in the basketball, where it's one and done. You focus on one game. But how important is this first game against Cal State Fullerton in the NCAA tournament?
Winning the first game of a regional or even any tournament, it's huge because if we lose, you go in the loser's bracket, and you're going to have to win three or four to get out of that bracket. But if we win, we're playing the next night. We play Saturday night, and if we win that game, we only play three games instead of playing five games if we lose, and we won't have any pitching by the fourth, fifth game. I mean, that's huge for our team to win, especially because our starters are pretty good, and we have a good bullpen. I mean, we're not too deep, but going into fourth, fifth game, we wouldn't know who our starters would be.
All right, Adam Davis, catcher, Illini baseball. I'm doing the math here. It's Tuesday. You're flying out. You don't play till Friday. Are you guys going surfing or something? What's going on?
we have no idea. We have practice. Well, tonight we go up to Chicago. We're going to dinner at Wildfire.
Nice.
We leave tomorrow morning to California at like 6 in the morning. We're leaving the hotel at like 2:45 in the morning. So, I mean, when we get there, I think we have practice. We're checking the hotel, practice, and then probably get some dinner and probably hang out, enjoy the California weather. Never been there, so.
Adam, a lot's been made of what Dan Hartlob said to you guys when you guys were at your lowest point of the season. How happy are you for him as your coach about what's happened here for him? I mean, another struggling season it seemed like, but now this is unbelievable. It's the first NCAA tournament in 11 years and his first as an NCAA as a coach.
I mean, he's a great coach. He deserves something like this. I mean, we practice hard. He coaches us very well. I mean, at the beginning of the year, we just couldn't find getting a rhythm. I mean, right now we're in a rhythm. The coach, he's letting us play baseball. He talked to a couple juniors and seniors about taking this team on their back and contributing a little bit more and being that leader that everybody needs to look up to. I think it's pretty much paid off for us. We're just people are jumping on the junior senior backs and that's how we're clicking right now. So one hit leads to another hit and runs are going to lead another run, and we're going to win games by doing that.
Well, listen, Adam, final question for me. I don't know that you guys know what you're doing to us old guys, but 10 p.m., I mean, honestly, I'm glad you're young and you can handle that. have you ever started a baseball game that late?
No, when I first looked at it, it said 10 p.m., and I'm like, well, California is 2 hours earlier there, so I'm thinking 10 o'clock California time. I'm like,
oh, my.
Midnight our time. I'm like, no, that's not happening. So I'm like, I'm in bed by 1 o'clock, so I mean, now that it's 10 o'clock our time, I mean, we'll see. I mean, it won't be too much away. I mean, we're always up.
Oh yeah, you guys will be fired up for this. Well, Adam,
especially our adrenaline will be flowing, so yep. We'll be ready to go.
Late bedtime. I mean, we're talking about 10:30, 11 o'clock for us, Adam.
Dan's going to keep you up now out there. He's going to try to make you stay up.
He's going to have to push curfew back his first couple of days until like 2 o'clock.
Let's see if you can get that passed, Adam. I want to see how outstanding you are at that. Well, Adam Davis, good luck to you guys. I mean, this has been so fun to watch you guys catch fire here at the end. I know you're a great group of guys. I've had a chance to meet you guys, and I can't wish you the best of luck because I'd love nothing else than to go out and, as positive as you guys are, I can see you taking down Cal State right off the bat. So good luck.
Thank you. Go Illini.
There you go. That is Adam Davis, Illini baseball catcher and most outstanding player at the Big Ten tournament. Fun guy. What do you think? He's going to try to get that. You think he's going to go that angle with Coach Hartlob?
Good luck. Good luck. NCAA tournament, the first time they've been out there in 11 years. I think Hartlob's about to take, is this as serious as he can? I mean,
I love it.
Dan's willing to joke around a little bit, but he's a lot of business when it comes to his baseball, so now, I don't know.
Adam is a junior, right? So
yes.
I could see him powwowing with the 9 seniors saying, hey, one of you guys needs to go up to coach and tell him we need to push curfew back. So we're used to being up. It only makes sense, Jeremy. It only makes sense.
He's got to really sell it. He's really well, coach. Come on, we can't be jet lagged here.
Yes.
Yeah, we got to turn this bedtime around. We got 3 days to do it. You got to let us hang around for a little bit longer.
I love it. Well, 359-2255 is how you get a hold of the Tay and Jay Show. 359-2255. We are only here until 5:14. We make way for St. Louis Cardinals baseball tonight. Chris Carpenter on the hill trying to get on track. So if you've got a call about Illini baseball, we'd be glad to take that. I want to turn the attention back to Ohio State a little bit. I've got something I want to throw out to you guys when we come back. And before the show's over, I wouldn't mind getting your opinion on the NBA Finals that, oh, by the way,
start tonight.
Yeah. Oh, by the way. So
Jim Tressel stealing the limelight from Dirk Nowitzki and LeBron James and all those guys.
That and the fact that Winnipeg's got hockey back. Eh? Awesome.
You were ready to talk about that for like
an
hour today.
I was. Winnipeg Jets, baby.
More hockey in Canada.
Woo-hoo! Really?
It was in Atlanta. Hold on.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I can't go to break
hockey,
now.
Hockey in Atlanta?
Yeah.
Who thinks that's going to work?
I agree.
I mean, I know Columbus has a team.
Yeah.
Who expands hockey
it's
like
weird.
That?
It's weird. Yeah. And you know, that's interesting because I don't think, why would it ever leave Canada, which was interesting, but it did at one time. So hopefully Winnipeg's re-energized.
Right. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that's enough on that topic.
Hockey in Atlanta. Isn't it like 90 degrees there every day of the year?
Yeah, but Tampa Bay has a good hockey team.
Yes, they do.
San Jose. I mean, who would have thought?
See, you just can't play it outside.
I don't know.
Tay and Jay Show. 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.